Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners, Series 8.
Have I aged?
No, not a bit. You keep on getting younger and younger.
Thank you, Jess.
And more polite in every series. Today, you actually haven't spoken to me. You've just barked at me.
Jess, you've got a cold.
Yeah, I had a cold too, and I'm sorry that me and my children passed it on to you.
Yeah.
The current situation is that I've moved in with Mum, just because we thought it may make the content slightly more exciting.
And we get on so well.
We're basically trying to become Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And we're trying our best, and we apologise if we don't make it to the end of Series 8 because we've killed each other. But it's quite tense. Sam, my husband, has gone to Los Angeles for work. That's what I usually do. So I'm really pissed off because I always say it's work. And now he'll realise it's not work. It's a lot of green juices and hikes and sunshine and palm trees. He actually had the audacity to say to me at 5:30 this morning on a video, "Have you ever been to Nobu, babe?" "Yeah, yeah, no, I've been, babe." "Yeah, have you ever been to, like, Nobu, Malibu?" "No, I haven't, babe." "Oh, yeah, the waves crashing. Oh, yeah, that stuff is sick." I was like, "Yeah, great. Good for you. I'm cleaning up Fox food caddies outside in the pissing rain. Disgusting." Anyway, I'm missing my husband mostly for the help. And
Jessie.
Yeah.
2 nights running, 2 in the morning. And up at 5:30. Today was the first day I've slept beyond 7.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine.
If it's any consolation, I woke up at 5 with my son.
Little voice the night before last. "Grandma, Mummy's gone away from me. She didn't sleep in my bed." I said, "It's okay. Come get in with me. Do you need a wee?" "No, I've done a wee in the bed already." "Oh, fine. I'll sort it.
It's been a big week.
Yeah.
What have we got on the menu today?
Well, we've made Boyardee eggs, but you've made it really, and you've done it really well and cleverly by roasting the vegetables to make them sweeter.
That's not what you were saying when I did it yesterday to prep.
Now I know. And with the tomato sauce, and then you put eggs in when the mixture's all hot in the oven, and then we sprinkle feta on the top.
And oregano.
And just bake it.
And we're just having that with a really lovely loaf of bread.
Sourdough bread.
I made some burnt granola from yesterday, like my favourite kind that I'd like to think is a Thanksgiving granola with pecans and cranberries and orange zest. And it's a bit burnt, so don't know, take it or leave it.
Jessie, do we have to mention the negatives, darling? Let's just say we're serving granola.
Okay. So who do we have on the show today?
We've got possibly our most handsome guest, but I don't offend all the other ones. But he's a chef. Is he a chef or a cook, would you call him? He's the chef on Queer Eye. And he has just got a cookbook out.
Anthony in the Kitchen. I've never had so many people be so excited about a guest coming onto this. So yeah, coming up on his busy schedule, this is the end of his promo run here. So we're just getting him before he gets to the airport. So we're going to make him a quick breakfast.
Can't wait to meet him.
Can't wait.
Hi.
It's so lovely to meet you.
Look at you, too handsome.
What a beautiful home.
That's oh my God. Oh, it's like a shed.
No, it's not.
No, it's terribly messy.
I love it. I sit here?
You sit. Well, actually, you sit in between us. That's nice.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is so nice.
You're so sweet.
I can't look at you. You're just
too gorgeous.
You're beyond. You're even better in real life.
Okay, and I'm blushing.
You look like a kind of like
a Disney prince.
A Disney prince slash if Marty McFly was slightly much more fitter. Do you know what I mean? Like, just like...
No, he looks a bit like Eric.
And Marlon Brando. From and a Ariel. Bit of, like, everything. Oh, my God.
Prince Ariel.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Anthony, who doesn't need a surname because on Instagram you are just Anthony.
Just Anthony.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone I've told that we're having you on have just been so excited. It's you have like such a huge adoration, following everything.
I try not to take that on too much. I get a little, it gives me a little anxiety.
Does it?
A little bit.
But are they like weirdos or are they? I feel like they'd be like quite normal ones.
So everyone is very kind. And I've never experienced sort of like the other side of like being like, for example, last night I was at South Bank and I had a little moderated panel with Jack Whitehall.
How was his, how did you find his humor?
I love Jack.
Okay, yeah, he's brilliant.
And he was telling me afterwards, he was like, I'm shocked by how kind everyone was. Because I guess with his shows, when he's doing stand-up, people usually like scream and like kind of give their...
The audience.
The audience, yeah. And I was at a book signing and someone at the bookstore was telling me how they were like, yeah, like everyone is so nice and they bring like nice little... I try to read every... It's getting harder, but I really try to... You can't keep every single gift, but you can like... I try to read every single note because really people really take time and like care and sort of like saying how they relate on the show to something that I said or one of my castmates... and so I'm like always, I don't know, I'm like filled with gratitude whenever I like run into someone because everyone has a personal story. Mm. If you like go up to an actor, for example, or I think as a singer as well, it's probably really similar because what you do is very personal and kind of like intimate, right? Yeah. And you're like sort of pouring your heart out.
Yeah.
So when you have a fan that comes up and they're like, oh, I really relate to, you know.
I know. No, it was really sweet. Some bloke came up to me yesterday. I was doing something and he said, oh, you, can you write a little note to my, fiance? Because she really likes you and we're going to have your song as our first dance. And it's like such a huge compliment, you know, and you kind of just think, oh my God.
Like, yeah. Like I'm part of this person's life.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, how I feel, I don't really know where to start because I feel you're here promoting the cookbook.
Yes.
What's it called? Your cookbook?
Anthony in the Kitchen.
Anthony in the Kitchen.
Nice and simple.
Good how name. Has the process been making the book?
I decided to write the book while I was filming two seasons of Queer Eye. So we had like 12-14 hour shoot days. And then I would spend all night long basically testing out recipes. Because I've never written anything down. Everything was in my mind. And I have these like monster hands. And like everything is measured by like whatever fits in the palm of my hand. So to like actually start measuring it out was like a challenge.
Pain in the ass.
It's a real pain in the ass, if we're being honest.
Did you not get a tester?
Oh, I did. I had...
But you did it first.
I had three testers. Okay. So I would basically be on set, and then I had my lovely co-author, Mindy Fox, who was in Portland, Maine, and we would text all day, and she'd be like, okay, what recipes are we doing today? And I had a recipe tester, Jen, on the East Coast, and then Beth, a dear friend of mine in Kansas City, who did catering for Queer Eye, and who's a restaurateur there. And I love working with women. It's always just so collaborative and like... It's just like such a warm, loving environment. It really is.
I mean,
it's
you,
true.
You should have seen us about 5 minutes ago.
The foxes had got into the food caddy. We have to put off.
You weren't kidding. There are actual foxes.
Oh yeah. They play in the garden.
I love foxes.
Yeah, you wouldn't when they knock the food caddy
fucking,
over.
I was fucking gardalooing with a fucking bucket of water, getting rid of bloody miso noodles so you don't have to walk on them.
Fox poo, I should think.
Disgusting. But yeah, no, we want to kill each other today, so. So I'm really glad
really?
That you think that there's
no,
such
I'm
a
feeling
female.
Love.
Oh, brilliant. Mm, yeah, we're really good at performing now.
At least while I'm here.
No, you've calmed us down. It's just we don't need to look at each other anymore.
I have
we
to
can
steal
just
a strawberry because the berries have been so incredible here.
Oh, really?
The blackberries are so nice.
Oh,
Mum, so
have we still got
our...
blackberries or not?
No. Oh, stop.
We've got some. Now,
the strawberries are so juicy and tart.
We did a little research on you. Do you do fasting?
I do fast.
I'm sorry, you're here for breakfast then.
No, since I'm on tour, there are no rules.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I'm basically many nights I'm just a human trash can, and I just eat whatever is in the mini bar, and I just eat all the chocolate bars and chips, and I put hot sauce on them, and I'll just like put everything down my gullet.
You love food so much,
don't you? I love
food. You?
I really do.
You know, when I felt like I really connected with you is when you said cream is king. I agree. So I think it's the best thing in the world.
I love dairy. I mean, do I deny myself dairy during the week when I'm in New York? Yeah, I have a lot of oat milk and almond milk and smoothies and things like that. But it's also, it kind of makes me appreciate it more when I have it on weekends.
So where do you go for a big splurge on the weekends in New York?
Oh, I go to Murray's Cheese.
I've heard of Murray's Cheese.
It's so good. They
is
let
it
you
in Chelsea?
Taste everything.
Or am I, no, where is
it's
it?
It's in the Village.
Okay, Village, okay.
On Bleecker. And or any cheese shop, really, any cheesemonger.
Is that where you live, around there?
I live in New York, yeah. So okay. I'm in like sort of like Flatiron, Chelsea area.
Okay.
And so I'll go and I love to make myself a cheese and charcuterie board. And that's like a meal that I'll just have with myself. And I just get like beautiful, big, fat, medjool dates and Marcona almonds. And I'll get like a stinky blue and like an époisse. And then
a nice
cave-aged Gruyere.
What are the crackers?
So the crackers, I buy, I don't know the, I think it's called Rain Coast or Rainforest.
The
fancy ones that are like.
They're like crap.
They're like $1,000 for a box.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And they're like.
But I still
and
buy
you
them.
Get really disappointed when you buy them and they're all broken. And I'm like, no, but they're still good.
Oh my God,
they're
so good.
And they have like all
good.
Kinds of seeds and like dried cranberries.
Delicious. So you kind of think you're being slightly virtuous because there's like, you know, nuts and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But I do love... The bread isn't as good in New York.
No,
like in Montreal, it's really nice.
And that's where you grew up.
That's where I grew up, in Montreal. But I can eat cheese alone. I don't even need anything with it. I can have a whole block of cheddar by myself.
I understand that. Now, have you tried cheese with Marmite?
Okay, so...
You like Vegemite?
I do like Vegemite. I feel like it's a little milder, but I feel like I need to revisit Marmite.
We could do that for you today. If you want, but
I'm
we've
down.
Also got, we've got other stuff as well.
I'm down.
So.
I'm smelling things. I'm getting really excited. I see eggshells.
So we go to a little Greek island. Called,
every year.
Which
every
one?
Year, Skopelos.
Okay.
And we love a beach called Limnanari. And the guy's really cool. It's a taverna right on the beach.
The grumpiest man
the
in the
grumpiest
world.
Man
I
in the world.
I love a taverna with a grumpy man.
Right. He's very grumpy. He plays great jazz. And he makes this thing called Boyardee eggs, which is a bit like shakshuka. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a mixture of tomato and peppers and chili.
Love.
And then you bake the eggs in there with feta.
Oh.
So that's what
we're
having.
Instead of like halloumi or chorizo, you just put feta on. And it's like, yeah. And
it's a nice brunchy kind of thing. But I hope it's not too much for you if you're breakfast.
You can just
Absolutely.
Pick. You can have whatever. Like, he'd love some cheddar as well.
Do
probably.
You know me at all? I will eat anything. And okay. I just get... And just the thought of... Now you're making me think of just Greece in general. I remember the first time I went and I was in Mykonos and we were near a beach called Agios Sostis and there's this place called Kiki's Taverna and this guy Vasili.
Yeah.
You go up and it's basically like while you're waiting 2 hours for your table because there's only six tables and it's like right on this little cove where like Onassis used to like dock his mega yacht and you sit there and this guy Vasili has four salads every day and he goes to the market and he makes these four salads and when he runs out he's the busboy, the waiter, the chef and the cashier and he has this pork chop and it's a beautiful big fat juicy pork chop. It's a little pink in the middle, the way that it should be, because Americans freak out over like overcooking their meat and they just eat everything well done.
It's so funny.
And it's just slathered in honey and fresh oregano and it's the most magical thing.
Yes.
It's so nice and it gets caramelized and the fat cap gets really crispy and the fat is all rendered and it just melts and you feel like the salty, sweet fat just like dribbling down
your face.
It's on a hot summer's day. It's perfect. And I have like an homage to that in the cookbook where I like
recreated
the pork chop.
Oh, nice. Now, are you single?
I am.
This is, well, I mean, look, our lovely, this is going to be so awkward.
No, he's going to die. Just keep your mouth shut.
No, my brother is coming in from a night shift and I was like, you have to come in and meet Anthony. Anyway, so there we go. No pressure. Why are you single?
Wow, we're getting into it. Okay.
Well, I'm just like, why?
No,
you're
a
Greek god.
So I'm somebody who's like pathologically codependent. I've always lost myself in relationships.
Okay.
That's like the person I am. I tend to like lose my identity and I have like abandonment issues. So I really try to like make sure that the person loves me and never leaves me. And then I kind of just, so I'm learning to sort of, I'm trying to learn to be independent. I think especially with the life that I have now, I'm surrounded by people all the time. Like, you know what that's like. You have these like crazy environments and then at the end of the day, you're like kind of like left with yourself. And that's like a terrifying thing for me because I love people, but at the same time, like being with myself is probably the most uncomfortable thing. So I'm trying to explore.
I hate being on my own.
And I want to be the person, and I have like daydreams, like my life is music videos. And I have like fantasies about like what my daydream music video is. And I always tell myself, like, I'm going to have a night alone in my apartment in New York where I don't get to spend that much time. But when I'm there, I'm like, I'm going to have a romantic night with myself and just like light candles and listen to Maggie Rogers.
Oh, I love Maggie Rogers.
Love Maggie Rogers. Who doesn't? She's
Mom, you would love her.
She's so lovely. She's like, brilliant. She has elements of, I think, Janis Joplin a little bit.
You're really into music, aren't you?
I am.
So that's why you kind of live your life in like a music video.
Yeah. I love music, candles, food. Those are like my three things.
I mean, look, talking about abandonment issues, I watched the Wanda episode.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really amazing. And you talked to her about it on the program. You said, you really remind me of my mom.
Yeah.
And she kind of looked, she was like, yeah. And you were like, yeah, my mom never said I love mm-hmm. you. And I don't have a relationship with her. And you just kind of, you were straight down the line with Wanda.
I like have chills even thinking about it. It's that was a tough one. I think when I started the show, there were certain things that I told myself that I was never going to talk about.
Yeah, right.
The first one was like, I'm not going to talk about fluidity. It was just assumed that I was gay.
Oh, okay, yeah,
just
right.
Like most of my life, it was just always assumed that I was straight.
Okay.
And I would be in a relationship, working in a restaurant, people just like assume that. So when I booked the show, I was like, okay, this is an unscripted show. I've been auditioning as like a very unsuccessful actor for like a decade while I was working in restaurants. And so being on an unscripted show where you really just pour your life out and you're asked to sort of like be intimate and have conversations with perfect strangers, that was something that made me really uncomfortable. And so I told myself that like, I'm not going to talk about, you know, the gay thing, and I'm not going to talk about like my complicated family. But what I realized very quickly is that like, if we expect these people to open up about their lives with five complete strangers, like you have to be willing to do the same. It has to be a conversation. And she really, she triggered me. I think when I met her, it was very clear, speaking to her daughters, when they told me that their mother didn't say, I love you. Like that really affected me, because I remember like kids need to be told that they're loved. And I think there are many ways of expressing that. You can do it with affection. You can do it with acts of service. I think food is a love language for me, at least. It's how I show my love for people. It's how I say I'm sorry.
But that's how Wanda said she thought she was doing it, through her fried fish.
And I think that that's important. And it's something that but I think just the words, every once in a while, like a kid needs to be told that. Because, and I know that I did when I was a kid.
I mean, I don't know if that was the same episode or it was a different one where you were talking about your dad. Your dad's a doctor.
Yes.
And he'd work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have a relationship with him.
I do, but
was he very warm and
he's definitely, he's warm. Growing up, I wasn't very close with him because he worked a lot. And, he's somebody who's very passionate about his work and his patients and his career. And so like my fondest memories with him, maybe every 2 to 3 months, he would make blueberry pancakes. And we would have like a father-son steak dinner, which like 50% of it was awkward and kind of quiet because we didn't really know how to navigate. It's like we were both speaking a different language. But I just remember like him taking the steak off of the grill and letting it rest and then cutting through it and seeing a perfect medium rare. And then I would like go for the A1 sauce and he'd be like, this is a beautiful steak. You're not putting steak sauce on it. You're going to enjoy it as it is. Like I remember that. And even though those moments were few and far in between, it's something that I really cherished.
But it really made me, when you said that about your dad and about that he worked a lot, I was like, oh God, I work loads. And Mum's raising her eyes. I work loads. I mean, my son's sleeping. He's going to wake us up in a minute. Hopefully not. And my daughter's gone to nursery and I feel like she's starting to be like, Mummy, come and sit with me. Mummy, come. And I'm like, oh God, yes, I will, darling, but I've got loads of work. And I mean, you know, we're great, but it did make me think, yeah, I probably need to pause a little bit. And like, I don't want to, you know, I'm sure she's going to have lots to say about me when I'm older, but it was just kind of, it really resonated with me when you were talking about your dad. Because
dad worked all the time.
Yeah, he worked all the time.
And
yeah.
I think some people, you know, I think it's always a balance and I'm still trying to figure it out as well. It's like even for so long I didn't get the career that I wanted. I got the career that I needed. I really do feel that. Like it didn't all happen exactly the way that I should because, well, life never really does, right? But I know now that I have this opportunity to do so many things, like the cookbook, developing other shows, endorsements, like whatever that is, speaking engagements, all these different things that I'm working on that I'm really passionate about. But it is important to sort of like have that moment. And I do use work as an excuse as well. Mm. We're really getting into it this morning. I'm into it. I'd rather this over talking over the weather, even though I love the rain in London. It's made me very happy because I love a good little moody mood. But I think it's tricky because it's like, yes, I want to have moments where I'm with myself, but at the same time, like I take on more work than I really need because it kind of keeps me busy and I don't have to process feelings.
Mum, are you all right? Do you need me to do anything?
No. Do you need help?
No, it's done actually, because the eggs I thought weren't going to do as quickly. So it's ready really in 5 minutes.
Have you put a bit more oregano on?
I haven't. Do you want to?
No, that's fine. Whatever. Do you find it hard to watch other people cook when you are such a cook? And is it hard to be the backseat? Are you a backseat driver?
So, that's a good question. So I'm not good at letting people cook with me.
Yeah, neither because is my friend over there.
Because I like to do things a certain way.
Yeah.
But I am learning. Do you know who Samin Nosrat is?
She's the best.
Legend. I love her so much.
We love her so much. Honestly, like that smile, that enthusiasm.
And when you meet a hero and they don't disappoint.
Oh, my God, just, I know. Adorable. I know.
And what she taught me in Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, lovely series on Netflix, is that she really encourages her guests to cook with her so that they can... They take a little bit of knowledge in terms of like how to treat a vegetable or whatever it is, but they feel like they've actually collaborated. So I'm trying to be that person. But I wasn't socialized to be that person because I wasn't allowed to cook with my mother growing up. I would watch her from a distance, and it was like that's how I learned.
I mean, this is
but it helped me learn, though.
Yeah, yeah. And like if I did the bechamel wrong, you'd be like, you're doing it wrong!
No, I'm not a very good teacher.
But, you know, I'm still really passionate about
food. But we all cook in our family.
So we all eat too.
I think that's incredible. Boy, oh boy. I think that's so important.
My mate is up. Hey. Hold on, I'm just going to go get him.
Keep on talking. Ask some questions about Tessa.
Tessa, I can ask you, because we ask all our guests, what is your real... if you're going on a desert island for 6 months...
Okay.
It used to be death row, but I've got a thing about the death penalty and I can't even say the words. So what would be your last meal that you'd have before you went away?
My last meal? I think it changes day to day, but what I would have... Okay, so my last meal would be... And I would... let's treat it as a day.
Yeah.
So I would start out...
Oh, you're going to have a whole day?
But I'm going to eat the food. I would my last meal would be the food that I would have in a day.
We've decided he looks like Elton John today.
You are a little Elton Johnny. Like, look at your corduroy onesie. Who are you? You responded well to that.
Yeah. Right, listen, Anthony's doing a first.
What?
He's not having just a last supper, he's having a last day.
Yeah, because I want to live my day in one meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, come on then.
I've never done before. Okay. Full fat cappuccino with like a lot of foam and then the perfect croissant.
Not iced.
It would be hot.
Okay, tell me about the iced and the hot thing.
I am totally addicted to caffeine and the iced gets to get into my bloodstream quicker.
You're kidding me.
Oh my God, you...
How do you know that?
Junkie.
I am a coffee junkie.
You better tell Alex.
Oh wow, that's an interesting one.
And iced coffee, you can drink it faster.
He has 8 spoons of instant coffee if he's having instant coffee.
In one cup?
Yeah. In one cup.
I do get a migraine if I don't have coffee within the first 30 minutes of waking up.
You met your match with my brother.
Yeah.
With the coffee.
He has so much coffee.
Wow.
Okay, so you're going to have a...
Okay, so I have a just like a cappuccino, full fat, whole milk.
Yeah, beautiful.
With the foam, and then a perfect croissant.
From anywhere in particular?
If I'm in New York, it would be from Bread's Bakery because they're the only ones who make them on premise and they don't ship them out from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if I'm in Paris, literally it can be a truck stop anywhere. Yeah,
totally.
It can be 5 days old and I would really enjoy it. That's not true. I love a freshie. And then I would have Nutella on the side and some really nice butter that's just like the right temperature so that I can smear it on.
Salted or unsalted? Lightly?
Salted. Lightly salted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a little bit of like a nice strawberry jam as well. And so I would just like have bites, a bit of Nutella, a bit of jam, switch it up, little piece of, oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
What do you want me to do?
No, it's fine, whatever, it's fine.
Look at these little eggs in purgatory.
You want me to put dry oregano on top?
Whatever, it would have made it look a bit like
Do you want toast, or would you like just bread, or would you not like anything?
This is perfect.
Okay, fine. I'll
look at these beautiful little eggs in purgatory. They're just bubbling, and you're not afraid of feta.
No, we're not.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, good. Yeah. As a dairy person.
I'm a dairy freak.
Now, I have to say, side note, this is not guac. It is like, I didn't have any fucking limes, and I had no time. I'm sorry. It's basically avocado with a little bit of Greek yogurt in, just for you.
But have you tried it?
Well, yeah, I've done it before like that, and I like it.
It's not a big deal. What is wrong with people?
Like, people really went for
and
you
in Mexican
about
culture,
it.
Like, they've been using crema. Yeah. In guac, get over it.
So, but yeah, I don't understand it. But yes, the guacamole thing, just to kind of interrupt your last day, are you kind of sick of talking about it and sick of making it?
I mean, look, I'm not as obsessed with it as is portrayed, but sometimes we get remembered for things that we didn't really choose or decide. It was my choice to use avocados throughout two seasons, and both of those episodes were aired in succession, so here we are. I've profited from it through endorsements, and like I've played the, you know what I mean? I've played the game. But so I've just kind of like, I definitely eat less of them now because it's just like, it's kind of overkill. It's like, I love the Strokes, but I used to wear the t-shirts, and now it's like, when they appear on the show, it's sort of like, I'm not really gonna wear them as much.
Well, didn't you like get sent like shitloads of Strokes t-shirts?
So what happened was, our stylist purchased Strokes t-shirts off of a website, and when Netflix got clearance for me to be able to wear the t-shirts, they found out they were fake. So they contacted management, and they found out like, oh, we love the original Queer Eye, because this is right when it started. Yeah. So they sent me a boatload of them.
That's nice. And but I now you can't Strokes. Actually stand looking at them.
I've kept them, but it's just sort of like,
you need
it's
to
just
like resurrect
overkill.
Them in like 5 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm sorry, look at these yolks.
Are they too overdone?
They're beautiful. Just the eggs are so much better here than they are in the States.
Everything. Do you really think the produce is very different here then?
Come on, it's so much better.
It's a little better. Yeah, I mean, you're right, the bread is shit.
It's significantly better.
So.
Oh, wait, we started with the meal.
Oh, yeah, we haven't. Yeah, we've got the.
So I just finished.
Cappuccino and croissant.
So I just finished. And breakfast, I would also have a slice of Christina Tosi's birthday cake from Milk Bar. Are you familiar with Milk Bar?
Yeah.
I love birthday cake for breakfast.
What's the other one? The garbage. The compost.
Pie.
No, the crack pie.
Compost cookie is really nice too.
And is the birthday cake the truffle one that's like literally like that? And it tastes like
birthday
cake. So
you can get the little
like
truffles
the cookie dough
as well.
Kind of.
Where's this, Jessie?
It's Lower East Side, isn't it? Or East Village.
They're everywhere now, but yeah.
Okay, so birthday cake. So that's kind of, is that like your 11s is? Is that kind of, we've gone past breakfast, is it still breakfast?
It's like near 11, yeah.
Okay.
So then I would, I don't know why, but I'm thinking about the Caribbean now, and I would maybe for lunch have like a really nice lobster taco with just like heaps and heaps of cilantro and a bunch of fresh lime.
Where would you get that from?
Have
you had it somewhere?
I did have it somewhere recently. You know where I had it? At Sunset Tower in LA.
Oh. Where do I get oysters at Sunset Tower? I love doing that.
Yes. At the restaurant. Not a room service situation.
No.
Yeah.
And then you see who's in the bar.
It's so iconic. Do you remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm on the set of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, I want to wear a hat and like a Jessica classic Rabbit's Burberry. Like, exactly.
Sunset Towers. It's so dim, the light.
It is so dim. I love a moody hotel, though. Sorry, this is incredible.
Oh, do you like
it? I love
was
it.
Was I too easy on the feta?
I'd say it could have had a bit more feta.
I think it's perfect, and it's the right amount. It doesn't need salt because the fetas are just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Please, and I have to say, Mum, by roasting the vegetables before, it's made them a little sweeter rather than too acidic.
100%.
Thank you, Anthony.
Because they don't release too much moisture, and by like pre-roasting them, look at the nice little char you have on the red onion as well.
Thanks, Anthony.
Isn't that nice?
Okay,
so I'm continuing my lunch, and I would have like a surf and turf lunch. So I have my lobster taco, and then I would maybe have like a short rib burger, but with a bit of bone marrow mixed into the meat.
Short rib burger.
Short rib is nice and fatty, so really you get to get that nice char if you're grilling it. And then on that, I would have like a big slice of like a summer tomato, like when tomatoes are really awesome. Mm-hmm. And I would have mayonnaise and ketchup and relish. Nice and simple.
No cheese.
And American cheese, like the garbagey orange cheese that just kind of like melts over it on either a nice brioche or a potato bun or even a pretzel roll, if we're being all 2019
pretzel
about
roll,
it.
I've not that thing.
Americans are obsessed with pretzel in the form of bread now.
I didn't even know they were.
Oh, God, really?
It's unnecessary, but it's quite awesome.
It's quite dense.
Very dense, yeah.
Dessert?
What dessert I already had for breakfast.
I know.
I had birthday cake. He's setting himself up for a cheesecake.
That would be my intermezzo. Yeah.
Intermezzo?
Yes. So I would have like a nice aggressive, like a spread of 6 to 8 cheeses with maybe some like really nice, I love a blue with little baby champagne grapes that just like pop in your mouth with like a nice crusty French baguette.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what's a champagne grape?
Champagne grape, they're like tiny little baby purpley grapes, but they're very sweet. They're not too tart and they go really nicely with any type of blue, but I like a good crumbly Danish blue.
He's such a... You and Anthony, we should have done a bloody... We should have done a fucking... What's it? What's the dippy thing that you do?
Raclette or fondue?
Oh,
fondue. We should have done a bloody fondue.
I can fuck with a fondue or a raclette. Like, I'll have fondue next to the raclette and just, like, not feel like that's overkill at all.
Okay, so...
Here we are.
T-shirt
with tomato sauce.
Fuck's sake.
Story of my life.
Oh, babe, have you got a change?
Always.
Of course.
Are you kidding me? I'm the messiest guy in the world.
So am I.
Okay, so I'm almost done with this meal that's taking 5 hours to explain because I keep on getting distracted. I'm sorry, I have severe ADHD, actually. So I would have the cheese platter, and then after that, I think I'd be ready for like a full-on dinner. So I would have,
Oh, sorry, were we not at dinner?
No,
that was intermezzo.
Lunch.
I said.
So are you know, with your bloody surf and turf, they were just like little sliders.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. God, I love you,
Anthony. Or not. Maybe they were bigger. The burger has to be bigger because it has to be rare on the inside. And the problem with the slider is that they're always well done.
Mm.
I don't want to live a kind of life where I have to eat a burger that's well done. I want to taste it's got to be juicy. I want to question.
Don't get messy.
I want to question like how much it's been cooked. I want to feel like a risk taker a little bit, you know? So after that, I would have...
You'd go to the gym for 2 hours.
Go for the gym for 4 hours and sweat it all out. And then I would have dinner. So we're ready for dinner right now. Dinner, I would start out with, I would probably do like a really impossibly thin shaved fennel salad because I love fennel with like citrus and pistachios. Shameless plug for Antony in the Kitchen. There's also a recipe for that in the book. And then so I would have a salad, something light, cleanse the palate. And then I would have the perfect either pasta carbonara or cacio pepe. Both with dry pasta. Fresh pasta for me is all about like the lighter sauces, and with really heavy rich sauces, I like a dry al dente pasta.
Interesting.
Isn't it interesting? We often ask people about their Last Supper, and so many people
Vongole
would have pasta.
And cacio e pepe.
But
That's
it would be like a
two.
Small amount, like just a little bit.
Is this just your starter?
This is, yeah.
Okay, carry
just a
on then.
So for the main...
We've got a match, Mom.
Go on, Fatty,
so
keep
main,
going.
For the main... No one's called me that in a while. I love it here. I would have a perfect rack of lamb, medium rare, where like the fat cap is really nice and crispy, and it just has to be really salty. Lamb has to be very salty to me. With I would have like a potato gratin, like a dauphinois.
That would be my dream.
I'm so annoyed that you haven't come for dinner because we've got both of those in our cookbook.
Love. Love. Well, the rack of lamb I have with an agrodolce in mine.
What's an agrodolce?
So it's a macadamia nut crust around the lamb lollies that you dip them in. And agrodolce is basically honey, red wine vinegar, rosemary, and chili flakes.
I've never heard it down.
It's sweet, it's sour, it's spicy,
yeah,
sticky,
agrodolce.
And you just.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
What would be your veg?
Let me get to the fish part. It would be a whole roasted snapper.
You're taking the piss now. I love you.
I like a whole roasted snapper with crispy skin. And my veg on the side, I do love crispy Brussels sprouts. I love roasted carrots.
You're not sick to death of them yet.
I'm sick of quinoa, but not Brussels sprouts.
Anthony, how do you do your Brussels sprouts crispy?
On a cast iron skillet, very high heat.
Would
so
you
that
blanch
they don't
them
even,
first?
No.
Oh.
I put them directly on. The flavor's more concentrated. But if you want to be a real badass, if you fry your Brussels sprouts, that's poetry. And so now we're ready for dessert.
Okay.
So the first thing that I would have, and this is one of my favorite things ever since I was a kid, I take fresh watermelon and I rub fresh ginger on it. I'm okay, thank you.
Fresh ginger.
Fresh ginger on watermelon. It's really nice because you like feel a hint of it, but it's not overwhelming. And it just kind of, but it dissipates quickly. That's why I love ginger. Mm. It's not like capsaicin or like Tabasco or like a hot sauce that kind of stays.
That's so shit, isn't it?
It's very salty and it's just really unnecessarily intense. But I do like it though on certain things.
Yeah, but then I feel like Cholula.
I love Cholula.
That just kind of shits on
it,
doesn't it?
Is that the one we've got here?
Yeah, it's great.
Love Cholula. Mm. So we're ready for dessert.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I'm exhausted.
I would have a butterscotch pot creme.
Is that just like Angel Delight?
It's, I don't know. A pot creme is kind of like a more
like
dense...
a creme brulee.
It's like a creme brulee, but less eggy.
Okay.
And I would have it because I love caramel over chocolate.
So it looks very close to
a but it's very
creme brulee.
But there's no eggs in it, darling.
Sounds like my kind of fucking
It's very good. Dense. It's really lovely. And then I would have a bowl of fresh berries with raspberries from my childhood garden growing up. I know that's very specific, but I used to pick them every summer and it was like what I loved doing.
Sweet.
With blackberries from London and fresh mint. And I would finish, my last thing that I would drink would be like a cup of chamomile tea. Like really nice chamomile
tea. Night, goodbye.
Night, goodbye.
Would you drink wine?
No.
Would you not? Do you drink?
I don't.
Have you ever drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Hence why you don't drink.
Yeah.
Got it. So
chamomile tea is like my...
It's your go-to.
It tells me that it's time to go to bed.
I want to ask a bit about Queer Eye, because
the
whole world has kind of fallen in love with you five, and it's been obviously life-changing for you. And you were put together... Did you know any of them before?
No.
Was that quite difficult? Was it kind of feeling like you were being put in a kind of... a boy band, or like it was kind of like, were there any tensions, or did you all just because you look like you absolutely adore each other?
I did, we do. There was a moment, the four of them were already, this was during the chemistry testing, which is when they're figuring out who goes well with who, and they have everyone in a room and they have the rest of us kind of like waiting, and they like swap you out and be like, let's try this one, let's see how this one
sounds
performs.
Stressful.
How did they find
it's like
you
speed
in
dating.
The first workplace?
It started out as like reaching out to people and people auditioning for it and sort of submitting themselves, and it was just like they looked globally, like they looked kind of all over. They had people from all over. They ended up picking three Americans, and then I'm Canadian and Tan is British. But there was a moment where the other guys were all in the room and they brought me in and we just like sort of sat down and I just looked around, and I remember on one of the emails it said like, we're looking for a diverse cast, and I looked at us and I'm like, we're diverse-ish enough. And then we like looked at images and it was like a guy wearing Crocs, and we were asked to like comment on that and just kind of like...
What do you think about Crocs?
If you work in a kitchen, I get it. Zero judgment. At the same time, like, I don't get offended by anything. It's sort of like, wear whatever the hell you want. If it makes you happy, like, wear a dunce hat.
No,
I don't give a shit.
And that's why you're in the kitchen bit.
What do you mean?
Well, like, Tan deals with that.
Tan deals with, like,
Tan's
the
not
going to
let somebody wear a fucking Croc.
I'm sorry, Crocs are horrendous.
I mean, they're very comfy, though. Have you ever put them in
no.
on your
face? I don't know. Like, girl, like, what if, like, you're pregnant, or, like, you just had a kid or something, or, like... Or if you're a guy and you have a
there's
bad
no
hip and you need...
To wear
Mom,
no
maybe
excuse.
You need to be wearing Crocs because you've got a bad foot.
No, I've got my Fit Flops on now and I've been told those are extra special.
Fine.
But I would not wear Crocs.
Mm. Okay, fine.
I love these yellow peppers with the onion. It's so nice.
Thank you.
It's really
See
lovely.
You,
But yeah, I don't get offended by much. Like, I have strong opinions about certain things. Like, I don't put, like, ketchup on a hot dog is really offensive to me.
It actually,
ketchup on a hot dog really pisses me off.
What I guess you I am put mustard on there?
Mustard, relish, and a bit of raw onion, and a bit of sauerkraut.
We don't do good hot dogs in England.
But where do you get the sweetness from? You don't think you need it?
Relish.
From the relish. Oh, okay. What, like a kind of caramel, those like the kind of American...
Garbage relish. Like, yeah.
Tomato relish.
Oh, no.
Pickle, you don't want any sort relish. Of tomato-y thing. You like the green stuff.
Okay, so here's the deal. A tomato relish, I would fuck with that.
Okay.
But not ketchup.
Do you like ketchup?
I love ketchup. So I love it with my meatloaf.
Mixed with the mustard. Mm. The flavors together.
But if you're mixing it all together and if you're making like a special sauce, like mayo, relish, mustard, and ketchup together, which is basically like every special sauce, like that I would have. There's something about the ketchup that bothers me. I don't know if it's a childhood memory. Maybe I was triggered because like someone who I hated put ketchup on their hot dog as a kid, and maybe that like is what affected me. Because everything is nostalgic to me. Everything was like tied into childhood somehow. Yeah.
So what's the most memorable meal of your childhood? Good or bad?
An emotional question while I put food in my mouth. How symbolic. The most memorable meal of my childhood. That's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that before. I think it was Christmas Eve when we would be like the five of us with my two sisters. Mm-hmm. I moved to the States when I was 12, and that's sort of when our family was kind of like split up. My sister stayed in Canada. And that was like the first schism in the family. And then my parents got divorced and it was like the second schism. But whenever we would have Christmas together, it was a very stressful time. It wasn't like the calm, like majestic sort of like
I don't know Norman any family Rockwell. Christmases at all.
Yeah, they're all a shit show, right?
They're all awful.
Yeah. But like we would all just sort of sit there and like we would gossip about like other members of the Polish community and just like make fun of other family members, and it was like our bonding time. Like we bonded over our gossiping and we would just talk about how badly we didn't want to go to church afterwards and make the half hour drive to sit for 2 hours with everybody.
Are
just
you Catholic?
Like Catholic, yeah.
So you've got a lot of guilt going on.
Lots of guilt, okay. But like it was just there was something really nice in that, and I love the ritual of like we had the pickled mushrooms that my parents picked like the fall previous, and we would like go foraging together. So it was like the memory of that and this like classic Polish salad with celery root and homemade mayo, which I love homemade mayo. And there wasn't any meat. And we would just all sit there and it was all like a lovely time. And I remember there was 1 year I got my dad a DVD for Robin Williams's, it was like an HBO appearance that he did. And we watched his stand-up routine on the television when we were done eating, and we all enjoyed it so much. And my dad's like a devout Catholic that we didn't go to church because it was so funny and we stayed. And I was like, oh my God, I broke the tradition. We don't have to fucking go to church. That's a horrible sentence. And I just remember, like, we all kind of laughed about it. And we were like, this, like, thing that we did, this, like, ritual every year, we just, like, ruined it by, like, watching Robin Williams instead. But we all laughed so hard. And that was, like, that was a good one. And then waking up the next morning and we're allowed to have meat. So it was like all charcuterie. Yeah, it was all fish and herring, like seven different ways. And then you wake up in the morning and you have like pastet, which is like this beautiful pate. And I would just slather on the homemade mayo. And it was really nice.
Are both of your parents Polish?
Both are Polish, yeah. So my...
do you speak Polish?
I do. It's my first language. Yeah.
Wow. How many languages?
I'm French.
And so French? I learned Polish in school. Polish I learned at home.
Yeah.
And we were only able to speak Polish at home. And I went to Polish school growing up.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry. Yeah. And it's a good one.
Yeah.
Hello, thanks. Good day.
Yeah.
And then and French I learned in school. Right. And English I learned from like Sesame Street and whatever PBS shows there were.
So French, English, and Polish.
Yeah. And I started, I love Spanish as well. I can read Spanish and I can understand most of it. But when we were done with seasons 1 and 2, we had 4 months off and we weren't allowed to work while we were waiting. And it was this like dead period where I was like, what am I supposed to do with my life? So I took Italian lessons. Because I've always wanted to
And now
to
you're
be,
fluent in Italian.
Not fluent in Italian. I can understand it and I can read
you
it. And I can
speak the menu.
I can sort of get around. But I can speak the menu, exactly. The important things.
Yeah.
But I've always I had this like very strong Jewish and Italian envy growing up. I always wanted to be an Italian Jew. But I found out I took a 23andMe. Do you know what that is? Where you do your genetic testing.
Yeah.
I'm 5% Ashkenazi Jewish, which gives me so much joy. And I love how you did this. So that made me happy. I kind of wish it were double digits, but, you know.
So were you eating a lot of Polish food in the home?
I was.
Pierogies sublime.
So we never made pierogies. Not once.
Did you eat them?
We did. We would go to a kishka, to the meat shop, and there was a grandmother who made them, and they were in styrofoam containers. And
the cheese and potato ones, I think, are better than the meat ones.
Oh, no, meat all the way.
With the sweet...
With caramelized onions.
That's so good.
Sweet, crispy onions and just dollops of full-fat sour cream. Like, that's joy. Mm. And when they get cold, you just eat them like chips, and you dip them in sour cream.
Oh, my God. But, like, where are your family from in Poland?
Warsaw.
Warsaw.
I love Warsaw.
They're from Warsaw.
It's good food there.
Really good food.
Do you get to go there a lot?
Not really. I went as a kid very often, and my sister went to medical school in Krakow, so we used to visit her often. Krakow
very
is beautiful
yeah.
as well.
Everyone says it's the most beautiful city.
Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently Hitler liked it, so he decided not to destroy it.
That's what I heard.
So it's, you don't have all the communist facades and all of the, like, the newer construction. But so my father was actually born in Brussels. His family fled there after the war, and he was raised in Canada, and his family lived in South Africa for a while as well. But we're Polish, Polish, Polish.
When did you come out?
I didn't really have a coming out.
Feel the need to.
I think when I started dating a guy, I always knew that it was possible, but for me it's always been about the individual, and I was just like, it'll happen when it happens and I'll know. And then I met someone and I knew, and then slowly but surely I let all my friends know. And the reaction was basically like, oh my God, I can't believe it, but I'm not totally shocked. And it like kind of made sense. And then, so I was in a relationship for a couple of years, and then I moved to New York, and where I went to pursue acting, my acting studies. And I just dated women for several years. And then I met someone again, and we were together for 7 years. A lot of the recipes are actually in the book about sort of like documenting my relationship with him. Like, his family taught me unconditional love. They like really took me in when I was really struggling.
Are you still friends?
We're not in touch now.
I think it's hard to be, right? Because
I think it takes time to process certain things. And the breakup sort of happened right when the show came out. So it was a sort of, I was in this space where I just felt very claustrophobic. And there were cracks in the relationship, certainly, but I definitely didn't fight for it as much as I probably would have if I had, like, clarity of mind. And, but I still, like, when I was writing the book, I was thinking, like, do I mention him and his family? I was like, how could I not?
Mm.
Like, they were there during such formative years. So the book, in many ways, is kind of like a thanks to him.
So maybe you'll reconnect through that? It's not, that's not, you know...
I'm not putting any pressure on it. I think we both have to kind of be ready for that, and conversations have to be had. But I think I'm always open to anything. Look, I wasn't close with my father growing up, and now we speak multiple times a day. And then with my mother, I was very, extremely close with her growing up, and now we don't have a relationship at all. So, like, dynamics, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Where does she live?
I think she spends her time in between Warsaw and Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's back in Poland now, but she lived in Canada. But, like, the point is, like, relationships and dynamics change.
Yeah.
It's like there's, everything is constantly,
like, changing.
Are
you close to your sisters?
One of them. Yeah. The family is very much, there's, like, a division line.
Yeah, it's tough.
But my oldest sister, I wasn't super close with her growing up, and now we're impossibly close. And we talk all the time.
Where does she live?
She lives in Ottawa. She's in Canada. And she's, like, my older, I'm the baby.
Oh, right. Okay. I can kind of imagine that. I feel like, how many sisters have you got?
Two older sisters.
And then that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you've got good table manners?
I do.
I do too. And do you have anything in particular that you don't like in other people when they eat?
It's not about eating, but it's probably my biggest pet peeve is if I go to a restaurant, and often, like, I'll have lunch with strangers sometimes, or like people I don't really know, or like a work lunch setting. And when someone is rude to a waiter, it actually, like, it makes my blood boil. Like, any disrespect to any human is often, like, I don't care what's going on with your day or what a bad mood you're in, like, being short with another person.
But can I ask you, sometimes waiters are a bit rude too. So how would you deal with that?
if a waiter is rude, I just like, I try to, but I need I need everyone to love me. So I just like, I just try to flip it over. So I just try to like be charming as fuck.
But everyone does love you. We love you.
I love
definitely love you.
I'm like, I'm swooning. I'm like going to be like floating on air today.
This was so nice.
Well, I'm just so happy that you made it and that you could do it and that we've got to meet you and that everyone is going to hear this. And we are very, very
lucky. This has really been a highlight for me.
Oh, you're
really
so sweet. That. When are you back?
So I was just talking to a friend and I didn't get too much time to like actually fully enjoy myself while I was here. Like it's just been really work. Although I did have a meal at Darjeeling Express.
Oh, is that good? Was it good?
Incredible.
Where is it,
watch
Jessie?
The Chef's Table episode with Ozma's story, and then you go and she does not disappoint.
Really?
Where
all
is
woman
it,
run
Jessie?
Kitchen and
I
staff.
I don't know. Where is it? It's like Benny was gonna go to it.
It's in this like outdoor markety place. It's such a special place.
Do you watch lots of food programs then?
I do. I mean, I don't watch, I feel like I used to a lot more than I do now. I have this weird thing now which ties into like me being a bit of a workaholic. I feel like I don't deserve to watch TV because there's always an email that I need to respond to or a thing that I need to work on, so I don't watch shows.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
I need to be better at like doing things just purely out of joy. Two things I'm going to share with you. Yeah. I've never shared publicly. Yeah. So I have a couple of months off now, even though I have like, I'm always doing something. I wanted to do two things that I just like am passionate about, not for the sake of like money or anything, but just like, just to like really enjoy. So I was, I played piano growing up and I hated my parents for making me play the piano. And then when I wanted to impress this girl, Jessica Essebag, in college, I learned how to play Coldplay's A Scientist and I made her cry and she ran out of the room. It was a whole thing. So I want to either get a piano or just like take piano lessons. And I also want to work with like a choreographer or a dance teacher and learn how to dance at weddings because I'm a terrible dancer.
I don't believe that.
You're
perfect.
I'm a terrible, it's so awkward. And but I want to dance at weddings.
Do you want to dance like a ballroom dance?
No, I just want to go to a wedding and
not
just
like,
and not look
dance.
Like an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, Tyler, like, that's all you're breaking my heart.
Yeah, but he might be asked to go on Dancing with Stars.
Never.
Would you never do
not
it?
Not for
it'd
me.
It'd be quite
it's
good
not
because
me.
You could learn.
But he'd be out in the first
but
week.
I would want to do it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I would rather do it privately.
You're a perfectionist. You'll
work hard.
Not everything. Not everything has to be public for me. I like to keep a lot to myself. I give a lot, but I also keep a lot as well. And it's like, it's a delicate dance, and I don't think anyone's ready to.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see that just yet.
Well, I wish you well on piano and dancing.
Thank you.
We give all our guests a tea towel, which I'm
that's
sure you'll
beautiful.
Be using a lot. It's
and this
not
is how
that.
We. This is what I do on the show.
Ugh. Oh my God, you're going to have me in the photo like that. Jesus Christ. Giving me heart palpitations.
Running in for content with my messed up t-shirt. I really screwed this up.
I could probably get that clean if you want to take it off.
Don't even...
Just saying.
And here we are.
Run.
And I'm blushing
no,
again.
I wasn't. I'm
you know
blushing
what?
Now.
It's the perfect
I didn't mean
ending.
It like that.
It's the perfect ending. I was blushing when I walked in.
Yeah, but I could
and now
do
I'm blushing
I can,
as,
I'm the,
as we
I'm
wrap
the queen
it up.
Of washing.
Oh, you
so
are.
I, yeah, yeah. And I get stains off everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't
oh,
mean
do.
It like that. It's a bit like the Coca-Cola advert.
Mom,
I want to sing for the first time. What's that?
In forever. Da, 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 da.
I think we've just met a Disney.
Oh sorry. Shit. We're doing a fucking outro, Mom.
Sorry.
Who's that?
Can I just answer it quickly? Hello?
For the first
okay,
time.
Okay, I'm
in
really
forever.
Busy. Is it quite hi? Is it really. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Perfect. Yes. All right then. Bye. I just think we've met our Disney prince.
Oh my God. I don't think I have fancied someone since
Jessica,
I was 18 and I first fancied Sam.
Married woman.
I don't care. He was dreamy. Alice couldn't look at him. Sarah asked for a bloody selfie and you asked him to take his top off.
I didn't mean to. I was trying to help him with his tomato stain.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Anthony. That was so great. What
such
a brilliant
fun.
Start to the new series.
Great foodie, loves food, talks about food in the same way we do. I just think, and he liked our food, darling.
And he, I think, was very trusting and intimate and
warm and respectful.
Just, yeah, we just met him and now I have his phone number.
Are you going to be on
Anthony, I'm going to text you every night.
A Queer Eye WhatsApp group.
Oh my God, imagine. But yeah, that was dreamy and it managed to stop us fighting for 2 hours as well.
Darling, it's been very stressful.
Yeah, for me too, Mum.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, for me too. Sam Burrows, come home.
Dishwasher was broken. Had to hand wash everything.
Mum, let's not talk about the fucking miso noodles I had to clear up outside. Gardaloo! Disgusting. Disgusting.
Did the fox
I don't do that. I had to do sloshing. Why? Fucking disgusting.
The foxes didn't like it.
Fuck it, they didn't like it.
I heard them out last night.
Oh,
didn't you hear them?
You thought, oh, Jesse can do that. Payback. It's amazing what a guy from Queer Eye can do for a family. I feel like the atmosphere is lifted.
Yes.
I feel like I can love you again.
I feel I love you, darling, all the time. Whatever your faults.
I feel like I'm going to... Oh, shut up. I feel like I'm going to pay for the dishwasher to get fixed. Maybe I'll move out, but it's okay.
No, you're not moving out.
I may. Thank you so much for listening. There are so many more brilliant guests coming up on this series. But this has been one of the best episodes, I think. I don't think I'll ever get over it. All our listeners, we'd love to hear from you, hear your life hacks, hear your restaurant recommendations, recipes. We need so many new recipes. We've just written a whole cookbook, so we need some new ideas. So please get in touch. Our email address is hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. And Table Manners is edited by
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.